under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Wednesday, March 27th, 2024 edition of this Wacky Wednesday. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Having fun today. Kind of a easygoing show, but we're going to get down to business now. We're going to go to Lansing, Michigan. Yesterday morning, U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, the worst governor woman in the history of the state of Michigan until Gretchen Whitmer. Jennifer Granholm, the Canadian with that mole still on her face. I thought she would have that thing removed, but it's still there. Absolutely hate this woman. She drove population from our state. 2010, after she left serving 8 years of governorship as governor of Michigan, we were the only state in the country to lose population in the 2010 census, thanks to Jennifer Granholm. Well, now Biden, the rumbling, stumbling, bubbling idiot that's occupying the Oval Office, appointed Jennifer Granholm to be his U.S. Energy Secretary. She came back to Michigan, announced the ongoing development of national standards for battery machine operator apprenticeships, which will eventually provide training curriculum to employers and community colleges without them needing to design their own program. The event took place, of course, the UAW Local 602 Union in Lansing. Other speakers included Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, who's running to be your next U.S. Senator as a Democrat, UAW President Sean Fain, and Provost Sally Welch of Lansing Community College. Taking place amid the heat of presidential election year, the event featured a large banner in the backdrop reading, President Joe Biden Investing in America, in bold and all capital letters. Why was she there? Because she wants Biden to pass a ban on combustible engines that would be powering vehicles in the United States. Yep. All electric vehicles is the goal. No more combustion engines in cars or trucks in America. That's what they want. We are here at the behest of our president, carrying his message. And what the president has sought to do since coming into office is to devise an industrial policy, an industrial energy strategy that will assure American manufacturing is here to stay. And we're going to do it with electric vehicles. I don't know what you're smoking, Granholm, but you're an absolute idiot. Electric vehicles is a fad. This industry will be dead. They will be dinosaurs, I predict, within 20 years. The technology is never going to support it, neither is the climate. We'll continue the story from Lansing. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. In this photograph of former Governor Jennifer Granholm, little Timmy Skubik standing there with a microphone or his cell phone up near her mouth wearing a mask. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe he has some health issues that he's dealing with. Anyway, Granholm's there. And she says, we need incentives to bring employers to come to Michigan. But if you're not making sure that you have a workforce that is trained for these jobs, the future facing jobs, then you will miss the whole pie. Developing national standards for battery machine operator apprenticeships, which will be certified by the Federal Labor Department and being made with input from community colleges, the American Federation of Labor, which is the AFL-CIO, the UAW auto workers, and employers from the battery manufacturing industry that supports electric vehicles. The standards will be affiliated with the Battery Workforce Initiative that was launched by the U.S. Department of Energy in coordination with the Federal Department of Labor back in December of 2022. The initiative was created to assist employers in the domestic battery supply chain, attracting and retaining workers, and creating a work-based learning environment that combines classroom instruction and on-the-job training. During the event, she explained how registered apprenticeship programs can be one key way to solve the problem of occupational segregation. What the heck is occupational segregation? And to serve communities that are being left out of good jobs. Oh, I see. We're discriminating against certain communities because they're being left out of these good, high-paying jobs. For example, the Department of Labor published a report using data from the federal government's 2023 current population survey, determining that black women throughout the country lost $4.27 billion, Hispanic women lost $53.3 billion in wages compared to white men because of the impacts linked to segregation by the occupation in this industrial sector. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're actually going to claim discrimination in the manufacturing of batteries for electric vehicles. This is something you guys are actually going to track. And how is it exactly that you came up with these numbers? Maybe black women and Hispanic women aren't interested in working in battery plants. It's not discrimination. There's no segregation. I can't believe these people make everything about race. The Michigan Center for Data and Analytics and the state's own Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity also explored the subject of women in manufacturing, registering for apprenticeship programs, finding last year there were fewer than 400 women in Michigan's manufacturing industry, representing only 10.2% of the total active registered manufacturing apprentices. Maybe women don't want to work in manufacturing. Maybe they want to do something else. But you see, this is Jennifer Granholm, a woman, former governor of the state of Michigan. Attending also was another woman governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Everything is about women, blacks, and Hispanics. Oh, you bet I need DEI training. Absolutely, Senator. You bet I do. Again, maybe women just aren't interested. Well, it doesn't matter, you see, because women, governors, and now the U.S. Secretary of Energy thinks women need to get involved in manufacturing, and they're going to do everything they can to promote it. Simultaneously, the Michigan Report on Women in the Labor Force found that women in active registered apprenticeship programs were more racially diverse than men. 27.3% of female apprentices were people of color in Michigan. Meanwhile, 13% of male apprentices were people of color. So if you add 13 and 27, you got 40% of the apprentices are people of color. I can't even believe we're tracking this. This is just, this is just, it's almost funny. She goes on to say, it's one way that we can open doors to the American dream for all communities. And registered apprenticeships are just such a powerful tool. Registered apprenticeship programs allow people to earn while they learn. They'll have wage progression built in. The more they learn, the more they make. They have not just a job at the end of the day, but actually a career that can last a lifetime. That's until electric vehicles die. There will be a point in time, sometime in the near future, where the American people, no matter how much tax credits and rebates they offer, they're going to stop making electric vehicles. It's already happening. Nobody's buying them. Going on, Granholm said a national registered credential, which will be established distinctly for battery manufacturing through the announcement today, will allow workers to be more mobile and opposed to working exclusively for just one employer. Jonathan Smith, Senior Chief Deputy Director of LEO, explained that without the national standards, a company in the battery space has to create a training module from scratch, develop its own curriculum and training criteria. He said with today's announcement, this will lower the cost for companies attempting to figure out how to train people entering the industry and what the right training skills and credentials will be. This will be a model that can be implemented across the country. He added that it can take months or years to create a new curriculum program through collaborating with an individual training provider, such as a nearby community college. This is really great for employers because it means they can get their workforce trained very quickly. And it's great for workers because it means now that they're going to be getting a credentialed, transferable education so they can work for any battery company, which means they'll have more economic security with these credentials and will be able to move wherever they want. Oh, so you mean it's not just going to be battery manufacturing in Michigan, which is what Whitmer's trying to accomplish? You mean they're going to do it in other states? Oh, yeah, that's right. Probably in states like Tennessee or Florida or Texas, where they have a lower cost of living, better roads, better schools, less taxes, and a better quality of life. Will not have to join a union to do their job? Where now in Michigan, because they repealed right to work, you have to join a union. Right, I get it. Incoming standards will be related to the BWI's pilot training project, the Battery Workforce Challenge Program, Regional Workforce Training, and other such projects. The RWT hubs will be launched later this summer. The pilot training program will begin next month in April. Although she didn't specify specific locations, Granholm said, the bottom line is the Department of Labor and the Department of Education have a certified training program that they are ready to pilot across the country inside plants, working with local community colleges. They're also working with companies like Ultim Cells, an electric vehicle battery plant near Lansing, which is hiring and turning the switches on, which will be a trained workforce location available to everybody in the state of Michigan. Well, it was kind of interesting because after the press conference, questions came from the reporters. Asking specifically how much government money was being put into these programs. Granholm refused to answer. Then after the morning's event in Lansing, Granholm went to provide remarks at the LG Energy Solution battery manufacturing company in Holland. And today, Wednesday, she will be touring the training facility near the Palisades Nuclear Power Plant in Covert with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The nuclear power plant is now on the road to being reopened after it was decommissioned back in May of 2022. Why? Because they need the electricity in Michigan's electric grid. They are not replacing that energy with solar panels and wind turbines. And they need to fire up the nuclear power plant again in Palisades. Actually, Covert, Michigan. If they're truly serious about this, they would open up more nuclear power plants. Actually, the best way to go is hydrogen. That's a whole nother technology that's coming, folks. And hydrogen plants producing electricity through chemical reactions is going to be the thing of the future. Forget electric vehicles. It's going to be hydrogen cells capable of powering engines. Electric motors with hydrogen, combustible engines with hydrogen, that's going to be the thing. You get a hydrogen chemical reaction causing a generator to produce electricity to an electric motor, or better yet, a combustible engine that can run on hydrogen, it's game over. EVs will die. Again, I doubt if I'll live long enough to see it, but 20, 30 years from now, they will be in museums as dinosaurs. Final half hour of today's show. We got other stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.